Crafting the Perfect Morning Ritual No Matter the Weather. Today I'm going to tell you how to craft the perfect morning ritual no matter the weather. Making a morning ritual is pretty tough, especially since not all mornings are the same. You need to know how to create rituals that work on both busy mornings and slow mornings alike. Let's get started. 1. Determine what's important to you. To begin, determine what's important to you. On slow days, you'll have much more freedom to do activities and morning rituals. On busier days, however, you'll need to make snap decisions about which activities, priorities, and routines are important. Determine what is important to you and what activities you'll prioritize from the beginning. Knowing exactly what you prioritize means you won't add meaningless or superfluous activities to your morning routine. Though it's okay to have extra rituals for slow mornings, you need to know in advance which activities will matter when things get chaotic. 2. Think about your mornings. Once you know what's important to you, you need to think about your mornings now. Do you feel rushed? Are they completely disorganized? Do you have too much on your plate? Knowing how you treat mornings now will help you to create rituals that are time-friendly and energizing in the morning. It is especially important to consider how your mornings affect your day. Think about the exact feelings or thoughts that come to you when you wake up and get ready. Additionally, think about how much time you spend prepping for your day each morning. Knowing your current habits will help you create a morning routine that is realistic and applicable to your everyday life. 3. Brainstorm. It's time to start thinking about potential morning rituals. Now that you know what's important to you and what your mornings are like, you can start brainstorming ideas, rituals, and routines that add to your everyday morning. While you're brainstorming, try to come up with activities or small rituals that best address the things that matter most to you and are time-sensitive for your mornings. There is no point in adding activities that do not address the things that are most important to you. At this point, just brainstorm on a piece of paper and try to imagine what your mornings would be like doing those activities. Additionally, ask yourself what value they add to your morning and if they will help you achieve your goals. 4. Start small. After the brainstorming phase is up, you can start trying out different ideas to see what fits and what doesn't. Instead of trying every idea at once, start small. Only add one activity at a time until you master it or decide that that particular activity doesn't fit in with your morning. By starting small, you're more likely to stay committed to the morning routine and not feel overwhelmed. Not feeling overwhelmed in the beginning is important to staying committed. 5. Improve. Finally, the last step for creating the perfect morning ritual is to improve the ritual. On paper, some activities may sound great, but they flop in reality. When this happens, simply adjust the rituals and routines so that they improve your morning and fit realistically into your day. Down the line, you may need to continue improving your morning ritual as your life, goals, and needs change.